2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Well, the NFL quarterback is on his way down to Las Vegas. Scott is, of course, calling this thing on the radio. Tomorrow, the Utah Utes and the USC Trojans facing off in Las Vegas. I love Allegiant Stadium. I'm glad they do it there. It's actually awesome. If you haven't been down there to catch a game yet, maybe you didn't go to the Pac-12 Championship game, I've been down to a couple games down there now, and the atmosphere is as good as it gets. The stadium is perfectly set up. You can just park across at like the Luxor or Mandalay Bay right there, even like Excalibur, and walk a half a mile, and you don't have to worry about the whole trying to get an Uber over to the stadium or any of that, or paying $100 to park. It's an awesome setup. And what's interesting is if for Utah, if you win this game tomorrow, this is your friggin' stadium. Like, you win the Pac-12 championship 2 years in a row here. And the way that the fans showed up so giant at last year's game, and this game sold out, by the way, they announced that the whole thing sold out. Not just Utah's allotment was sold out yesterday. And the rest of this thing. Now, you can get the secondary tickets. Ooh, that just piqued my interest here, Jeremy. Let me see this here. So if I wanted to get some tickets to the Utah-USC game, find me the cheapest one. That's your homework right here. Find the cheapest one. I'm going to see if I can beat you on the cheapest ticket because – I have a friend who is going down and decided to buy the tickets today. Great time to buy the tickets. They're the upper nosebleed version. Although the stadium it's an NFL stadium, so it's not the killer ones that are hard to, you can't see or anything. But these are the very top of the stadium. And I think they were $270 a piece, $300 a piece. Those are what he paid for his today. Okay, so what do you have?
Section 317, row 8. Pretty high up. Not
yeah,
the highest.
It's not the highest.
$61 each.
Oh, my heavens. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he got ripped off. Now, are those like the end zones or what are we looking at?
Kind of corner.
Yeah. So he got like 50-yard line on those top upper kind of seats right there for $250, something like that. So, I don't know. You can get Pac-12 championship tickets. They're just going to be second. They're going to be that secondary market. That just shows you how freaking big of a ripoff the Notre Dame game was, dude, right?
$75, upper,
okay,
50-yard line
section.
There you
go. So. Yeah, he got ripped off, man, I'll tell you.
About 150, 75 to 150.
Now, how about this, though? Because this game's interesting because if you go to this one, and I would tell you, I've sat, when you go up into the media part, it's kind of like, you're not actually very close at all. They've done that more and more where it's like, hey, at these stadiums, we can get so much more money if we just put the media guys up here in the corner.
Jerry World, that's what they – I love the tour. They
yes.
stick you like in the
yes,
corner
it's
end zone.
Jammed over there.
Jerry's like, I want sightline right on
right.
the TV and the field.
Exactly. Get the media out of here. If you want to sit – 50-yard line down in section 109 or section 112, you're paying 200 and, or you're paying $550. That's what I'm seeing. But yeah, there's $60 tickets out there. Hey, I told you if you're going to leave, though, you got to leave right now. So don't try to buy the $61 ticket tomorrow. Just figure it out. But you can get yourself, ooh, they got some club tickets that are for sale. How much are these? How much are we talking here?
About $500. I saw a couple.
And a suite ticket. $800 a piece.
Food included.
Let's go. Food included. Let's go.
I did check flights. Yeah.
And?
About $500.
My heavens. There are flights going down?
There are some, yes.
I'm shocked. Okay. There you go. There's your update. Tickets are available. But from people who already sold, already bought the tickets for a much cheaper price. You're going to get scalped, but it's not by much. All right. NFL roundup goes like this today. I'm glad we did that. I'm glad we looked that up. Actually, you know what? That feel, it's a Pac-12 championship game. $60 tickets, not bad. For USC and Utah, that's pretty darn good.
Could be the best championship game this weekend.
Best championship game for your value. That's what the it was voted voted on by AAA.
And the game.
Best for your value.
Possibly the game as well.
How dare you? Maybe the game, yes.
K-State TCU up there.
Two purple teams in the Big 12? No thanks. That's what people are saying. That's a TCU and K-State? What's hilarious about this is that you had teams like Kansas State and Iowa State and Kansas that BYU was looking at going, well, we can get those guys. We can beat those guys. Nope, not anymore. Everybody got good this year.
Three and nine. That's what you're looking at.
3-9. That's your over under on next year's BYU results.
Without knowing the schedule, yes.
There's four out of conference games, though, aren't there?
Yeah.
Three? Four.
Three, there's four. Three or four. Depends. We don't know the nine or eight.
I think it's going to be eight.
Sam Houston State, they got them, right?
Going to get those guys. I think they're playing Southern Utah as well.
Two.
So those are two. You think they're only going to win one in all of Big 12 play?
If they play West Virginia, that'd be helpful.
Oh, my goodness. No, because you know what they'll do? They'll do the totally BYU thing and beat Oklahoma or beat Texas.
Exactly.
That's their thing. All right. So, first up on the old NFL roundup here. Matt Rhule says he regrets taking the Panthers job. Well, that's what you regret taking a job after you get fired from it. I mean, that's what happened to Matt Rhule. And I don't think, these college coaches, when are they going to learn? The level of ego that you say, you know what? Some of the best coaches in college football history have tried to go up to this next level and it doesn't work. Yeah, but they weren't like me, though. I'm going to give it a shot. And Matt Rhule walked away from that situation at the Panthers, and he made quite a bit of coin on the situation, made tons of money. And yeah, it's wild to think that he didn't last that long. Nick Saban didn't last long. The only person that we've seen really do this and it's worked is Pete Carroll. Right? Isn't that the one who we've seen the most success out of? College coach to an NFL coach?
I would think so, yeah.
Pete Carroll.
By far.
By far.
Well, Jimmy Johnson.
But what's interesting about Jimmy Johnson was he did it for like 5 seconds. You know, it was like show up from Miami. And I was a kid living in the Dallas area when this happened. And then they go 1-15 that first year. They make the Herschel Walker trade. They end up just killing it in the draft. They get Emmitt Smith. They get all these. They had already gotten the year that 1-15 year. I think was Troy Aikman's rookie season.
So what you're saying, Jerry Jones won the Super Bowls. That's why he's still a GM.
I'm trying to get a job with the Cowboys later, so I'll have it on record. So I say, Jerry, it was you who won those Super Bowls. Remember?
Just be his glasses.
Jimmy.
Glasses cleaner. Come on, like a son-in-law.
Dude, I mean, Barry Switzer showed up for 5 seconds. You could say Barry Switzer also. He showed up for 5 seconds and went, "Give me a Super Bowl." Okay, but Matt Rhule is going to Nebraska. How long till they get that thing figured out? And what's funny is there's kind of a sexy draw for these schools and for recruits to be like, man, this guy was an NFL coach. He was in the NFL. He knows what it takes to get to the NFL. He's got some connections. And these players, they're like, that's Matt Rhule. He was coaching the Carolina Panthers. So Rhule says he wouldn't have taken the job had he known what he knows now. What does he know now?
It's hard. NFL is really good.
Of course it's good.
You can't get all the players you want. You have to free agency draft. You can't get the 10 best guys in the state to take over.
Yeah, but you get a lot of really freaking good talent. Now, his problem was, like so many other teams out there who are garbage, what's the common denominator? Most of them don't have a quarterback.
And Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
And then Christian McCaffrey gets traded and everything. And then the Panthers explode. So he says, I think I probably would have taken another job. A great place with wonderful people, but I just don't know if I was a fit there. Let me tell you how you can tell. This is a little science experiment for you, if you are a fit there or not. Are you there currently? The answer is no. So he was not a good fit. The organization didn't like you. At some point, the players probably go, this dude's living in the college world. These guys cannot help but try to have the same success at the pro level the way that they had success in college, and it doesn't work at the pro level. I don't know which guy thinks that they're going to do it and have that kind of success, because I even think Pete Carroll had to play the game, had to be the NFL, had to play that NFL game to be able to make it work. And that was his second time around, by the way, because he stunk when he was with the Patriots for 5 seconds. So, Matt Rhule, I wish him the best. I want teams like Nebraska to do well. I think Nebraska is one of the blue blood teams. Nebraska needs to be back to great. And it stinks to watch a team like that suffer, because that whole state likes one thing. It's Nebraska football. Everything else is side dishes, including the corn. Side dish, okay? Aaron Donald is going to miss a game doing an injury for the first time in his career. That's wild to think that this guy is, one, undersized for his position, two, has had all-pro performances in his career, is a Super Bowl winner, is a Defensive Player of the Year guy for, you know, this Rams team, and he's now, for the first time in his career, going to be injured and miss a game. That type of longevity didn't happen very often, but the injury bug will run you down. Doesn't matter. It will run you down. Deshaun Watson, we talked about it yesterday and how he said he wasn't going to have any media availability. Well, I don't think the league took too kindly to that. They probably said, hey, listen, that's not what we do, even for you. We've made a lot of exceptions for some people, but you're not going to be the one that we do, because we're not going to look like we are giving you any kind of special treatment on this thing. So you got to talk to reporters. First comments to the reporters: I've been advised not to talk about any of this. Any non-football related questions, I will have those directed to my legal team. Boo! None of the fun questions. None of the ones that we have to actually watch you dance around with.
Can we get a real apology one time from him? Maybe?
No.
Like a sincere?
That would be an admission of guilt.
There you go.
So would the... And then like, oh, the settling with 28 people is not an admission of guilt. Yeah. Whatever.
Can I just get a non-awkward response besides
just
this?
Just talk normal, dude.
Exactly.
Like, you need to roll up and go, I wish that I could get it all back, and I wish I didn't have to. I wish I wasn't doing this. I wish I would have behaved better. Rondo, Cleveland.
I mean Houston.
No, he specifically is on it. I'm on to Cleveland, and then I'll be playing in Houston. First game back at the Texans. What is that stadium going to sound like? You tell me. You're a Houstonite.
It's going to be booing.
Boo birds? Boo birds?
Mm-hmm.
Boo. It's going to be like as big a birds as you can find. Boo birds.
There'll be more than boos.
Do you think they're going to be throwing? Do you think garbage is thrown? Over under on how much time is they're going to have to stop the game to pick up the garbage that's being thrown?
Well, that's a good one.
Mm. I've seen it happen at games. They have to stop, take the thing around, pick up all the garbage.
I'll say this. He'll get a touchdown, I'm betting.
Ooh.
When he's in the end zone, that's when it starts coming. Because he'll probably run it in. That's what he does. And then they'll start throwing beer cups and popcorn and
all
corn dogs,
stuff.
Nachos, whatever they have.
Corn dog. Corn dog goes straight into the face mask. Boom. That's my dream moment from this weekend. Give me a corn dog to the orbital of of Deshaun Watson, then I'll make my weekend. All right. we'll take a break here. Hey, does your home need a new look? The folks at RGS Exteriors can give you that look. Give them a call right now. Whether it's stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding, they want to take care of you. Tim Brown and his team are going to take care of you. 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. RGS Exteriors. More to go around the corner when we return. 2-minute drill up next. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.